But during the trip over with it, I was a wiper in the engine room on that trip, and we had a big room. There were 15 of us, but there are 16 bunks too high. We had one spare bunk, and the GIs would line up, go right past our door for their meal, and we got talking, where are you from? Everybody was always asking, where are you from, where are you from, where are you from? And we got to know this group, and we said, hey, we have an extra bunk, if one of you want it. So this bunch that we got acquainted with, they'd send a different kind. That bunk, that was hot sheets all the time. That never got a chance to cool off. They kept to have one guy after another would sleep there, you know.
Was because it better quarters than what they were?
Oh,
sleeping?
Yeah. Well, they have five high.
Yeah. Well,
they have five. That. They have this much room to sleep. But then, hey, they're homeward bound. That's
right.
Okay with them.
Yeah.
It's better than. But,
what was it like on board? Was it, people must have been in a pretty good mood.
Oh yeah, they were happy.
Kind of
sure. Yeah. Oh yeah. They had all been wounded.
Okay.
They had all everybody
wow.
Get the Purple Heart. Yeah. These you see, this was soon after. These were among the first groups to come back. And they had been over the longest, they had been in combat the most, they had the most decorations. See, that's how they went by points. You get so many points for how many months you're overseas, how many months you've been in the army, how many decorations you get, and all that kind of stuff. But these were among the first, they had the most points. So, but we were glad to help them out. So, that's it, and then